6. For the benefit of everyone. The following is an extract from a keynote speech that was given by President Tarja Halonen at UNESCO's Soft Power Today, Fostering Women's Empowerment and Leadership in Paris, France. In her speech, President Halonen focuses on the 2030 agenda for UN Sustainable Development Goals.
Ladies and gentlemen, through the Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Goals, we have finally managed to agree that if we want to build a better future for all that is socially just, economically prosperous and inclusive, and ecologically sustainable, we need to make sure that women and girls enjoy the same rights and opportunities as men and boys. Gender is no longer considered soft politics or a marginal issue, but a core question of global importance. We have promised to leave no one behind, so let's not do it. This is a good time to move from the discussion of why gender equality matters to the discussion of how we make equality a reality. Today's world is full of uncertainties. Wars, uncontrolled migration, land degradation, economic crises, natural disasters, political turmoil, and an increasing number of unforeseen events affect our lives, and particularly the lives of poor and marginalized people. This is, however, the world in which we live, and in which we have to build a more sustainable future. There is no time to waste. The problems are complex, and the issues are interlinked. So are the solutions. That's why the Sustainable Development Goals touch upon all aspects of our lives and societies. They need to be implemented on a broad front. And the implementation requires the efforts of not only governments and international organizations, but also the private sector, academia, and civil society. Individuals must also take action in their private lives. The positive thing is that by contributing to sustainability, you also contribute directly to your own well-being. Already at the Rio +20 summit, we stated that in order to reach a sustainable future, we need all the human resources available. That means also the poor, the youth, and women. As we know, gender equality is a human rights issue, but it is also a very smart investment. I have noticed that some people tend to better understand the language of economics. Sometimes we have to argue that gender equality also brings great economic benefits to families, communities, and whole societies. There is much statistical evidence and data to back this. According to UN Women, for example, increased educational attainment of women and girls accounts for about 50% of the economic growth in OECD countries over the past 50 years. The education of mothers influences whether their children, and especially their daughters, attend school, but also has an impact on the reduction of child and maternal mortality and reducing poverty. Educated women and girls will also more easily claim their rights, seek financing for their economic activities, and participate meaningfully in decision-making. Finland is a good example also. I have been asked many times why relatively small Finland is ranked at the top in many international comparisons. Our education system plays, of course, a vital part. But adopting gender equality, when gender wasn't on the agenda, was extremely important both for the democracy and for the whole development of our country. Finland was a poor backward territory of the Swedish kingdom for 700 years, until Sweden lost a war to Russia and we became an autonomous Grand Duchy of the Russian Empire for 100 years. After we gained our independence in 1917, exactly 100 years ago, a bloody civil war was fought, followed by two wars against the Soviet Union in the 1940s. The beginning was thus not easy. However, our forefathers were very brave to grant Finnish women full political rights as the first country in the world to do so in 1906. Women could vote and be candidates in elections. There was no evidence that it would work or be a good idea at the time. Since then, women have been a key factor in building our welfare society, in which gender equality has been a central element. Boys and girls have been equally educated. Labour force participation of women is high. Public services that benefit particularly women and mothers exist. The strong commitment to gender equality has led to mainstreaming gender perspective into all policy sectors. Women also need to be involved in all decision-making. Too often, we see only men making decisions about women's lives. Still, worldwide, for example, only 22% of parliamentarians are women. Many of us here have worked hard for gender equality, and we have broken different barriers in our lives, as I have also done, from being the first female union lawyer in Finland to being the first female Minister for Foreign Affairs, and then the President of the Republic. But what is important is that other women will follow. I trust that events like this today will encourage us, and especially younger women, to be more active and claim their voice in society for the benefit of everyone. I look forward to hearing my fellow speakers and participating in the following discussions. Thank you.